Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible at this time and turn it to the 78th Psalm. That is Psalm 78. And be looking over there about verse 50. We were in the process of reading the 78th Psalm when the program ran out of time during our last class session on this program. And so we're going to pick up there and then continue on with our study of great men and women of the Old Testament. And we're looking currently at Moses, the liberator and the lawgiver. And particularly this account of Moses as he was trapped before the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army behind, and how that great deliverance of God came when the waters parted and they walked across on dry land. And so we'll be reading that in just a moment. While you're turning to the 70th Psalm, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, coming to us by Sunday school lesson notes that he wrote for the Sundays of 1923. And we're currently looking at the lesson that he wrote for the Sunday of April the 22nd, 1923. And in the course of that lesson, he recommended that we read the 78th Psalm. And we got down to verse 50. I'll begin reading again, Psalm 78 and verse 50, and then read to the end of the Psalm. And then we'll continue on with this lesson. It says in Psalm 78 and verse 50, "He made a path for his anger. He spared not their soul from death. But he gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them safely, so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them out to the borders of his sanctuary, to this mountain, which his right hand had gotten. He drove out the nations also before them, and allotted them for an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back, and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the adversary's hand. He gave his people over also to the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men, and their virgins had no marriage songs. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine, and he smote his adversaries backward. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tent of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he had established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that have their young, he brought them to the shepherd of Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. That is the 78th Psalm. Let's return now to Elam's notes on this Sunday school lesson. And we're going to talk about how Moses said, "Stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah." You'll want to turn in your Bibles over to Exodus chapter 14, and I'm going to read verses 10, 13, and 14. And here's the passage. "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto Jehovah. And Moses said to the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." It was on the day after the Passover that the Egyptians were busy burying their dead. Hold on just a moment and let me arrange my notes here before I continue. Here we go. The Egyptians were busy burying their dead, but when Pharaoh heard where the Israelites were, he thought they'd lost their way and were entangled in the land, and the wilderness had shut them in. Repenting that he had let them go, he at once made ready 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and pursued them. This greatly frightened the Israelites, and they cried out unto Jehovah, for they saw no way of escape. Their faith in God was not sufficiently strong, and there their murmurings began. They should have known God could have delivered them. Moses said to them, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you and shall hold your peace." Moses trusted in God, believed. Moses trusted in God. He believed God would save the Israelites and spoke to them as above. Their duty was to stand still or patiently wait in faith until God should give further directions. Rest in, that is, be still before Jehovah and wait patiently for him. It tells us in the 37th Psalm and verse 7. Back to Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 and 16, we read that Jehovah said to Moses, "Wherefore criest thou to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And lift up thou thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go into the midst of the sea on dry land." God said to Moses, "Wherefore criest thou to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward." One must obey God as well as pray. In this way God saved the Israelites, and in this way he fought for them. He opened the way, but they had to obey him. Now, we read that God had hardened Pharaoh's heart. But how did God harden Pharaoh's heart? We read in the verse 4 and in chapter 11 in verse 10 about how God hardened Pharaoh's heart. He said, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah." And they did so. And then Exodus 11 and verse 10. Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land. It is also stated that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Now, how is that? That God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Well, God saves men now. How does he do that? He saves them through Jesus, the life, death, blood, and resurrection of Jesus. He saves them through the gospel. Romans 1, 16 and 17, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. But also, men save themselves. We read in Acts 2 and verse 40, that with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. We read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, so then, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, how do men do that? How can men save themselves? By obedience and faith to God's will. That's how men are saved. We read that in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. So then, my beloved, even if ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And we read in 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another with from a pure heart fervently. So God hardens men, and they harden themselves. All his threatenings and warnings, means of grace and salvation in which many rejoice, serve only to harden the hearts of those who reject them, to the one a savor of death unto death, to the other a savor of life unto life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. The signs and means which increaseth and strengthened the Israelites' faith and saved them hardened Pharaoh's heart and the heart of the Egyptians. Thus God saved the Israelites and hardened the hearts of the Egyptians. Thus, too, the Israelites saved themselves and the Egyptians hardened their own hearts. The Egyptians were left to choose their own course. And their choice to resist God and God means they hardened their hearts. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. The Egyptians acknowledge that God fought for the Israelites when he discomforted them and took off their chariot wheels, and he got honor upon them when he destroyed them all in the sea. Now, we read that God saved Israel. In Exodus chapter 14, in verses 19 through 22, we read that the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud removed from before them and stood behind them, and came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet it gave it light by night, and the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land again, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Well, the angel led them out of Canaan, and the angel of God's presence was in the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of the fire, and thus God went before them. His presence was clothed with this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. This pillar removed when the angel removed from before the Israelites and went behind to protect them from the Egyptians. We're going to pick up there with this lesson in our next class period. You may want to mark in your Bibles Exodus chapter 14.